Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you do it right at the first of an hour, you're going to have the Gloria phenomenon, which is being able to get on instantaneously and have as much time as you need. All of you get as much time as you need, but there's a less of a wait if you call it the beginning of an hour. So, Gloria, welcome to the program. How might I help you?
Hey, Dr. Joy Brown. How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. How are you today, Cookie?
I'm good. I've been following you for a while. I've called in a couple of times, and you helped me out really with so many great things. My issue is quite simple. I might even know the answer, but I need to just get some clarification.
Okay.
About a year and a half ago, I met someone who I developed a relationship with. It started off as a friendship through a network of dancing and getting to know the person. And then as we got to get to know one another, it evolved into a physical relationship, but it wasn't a public relationship. And then as I got to get to know him further, he divulged details, and the details were he was in another state with a woman. They weren't formally engaged, but that's what he would tell people. And they came up here together when she had gotten a job in New York, and he had a job, and he left with a promise of a job in New York, which fell through. And they've been together since. And when I met him, he said he was engaged, and I said, "Oh, when you're getting married?" And he said, "Oh, we've been engaged for 6 years." I said, "That's not engaged." So the friendship just evolved into a connection and communication. And since, it's been a year and a half, and I've gone through so many personal influences with him, meaning every time I spent time with him, there would be moments of tragedy afterwards. And not even getting into any detail, but the last time I spoke with him was a couple of weeks ago, and he had been showing up where I've told him not to show up. I wanted to end the relationship, and it was very difficult to end the relationship. But he doesn't have a job, and then he has a small job now. But the connection that I have has, I don't know what to say. I can't say it's like an addictive relationship. But I've been able to break that tie, and I've been able to heal. But sometimes if I'm going into another relationship, I'm still missing that feeling of the connection. And you always say to people, I'm saying you say to me, I'm the listener, but you say to people, you shouldn't be dating after a divorce, dating a year after a divorce. And I've been divorced since 2010, and I listened to you, and I worked through a lot of these issues on my own and in therapy. And I've come to this point where just meeting somebody like this, it still feels like a divorce. I think I've made a mistake in that decision-making process. Now that I realize it, I'm on to better things so quickly. But how do I heal? How do I heal from, from there are tiny little moments. They don't last for days now, but there are tiny little moments. And I'm like, shoot, what happened,
Okay. All right, let me get a little bit more information from you. How old are you, Gloria?
I'm in my 50s. I'm actually 50.
Okay. And how old is the dude?
He's 52.
Okay. How long have you not... When's the last time you saw him?
I saw him last week when he showed up at a place that I was going to be singing at. And I told him, don't come. I need this space. This is my stomping ground. Don't show up. And he had gone into the place drank two martinis, introduced himself to the bartender, said to him,
I'm a friend of Gloria's. Yeah.
I'm a friend, yeah, and I'm here. And he's like, I'm in her dance partner. And the bartender put two and two together and said, I couldn't believe he, you know, after I talked to him, this is a good friend of mine. He's like, he said to himself, he couldn't believe he was there. Down two martinis in less than 20 minutes, and then was on the phone with me, talking to me, how are you, how are you? And I was saying to him, you know, you just got to give me some time, leave me alone.
All right, let me start for a second. So you saw him a week ago. When's the last time you viewed yourself as in this relationship with him? How long ago?
About 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
3 weeks ago.
You know, look, I mean, let's look at all of this. First of all, let's look at it from his point of view. He has nothing to lose by showing up. And you need to remember that. He's got nothing on the line. He has another woman. It sounds like he's somewhat marginalized in terms of what makes him feel good about himself. And whoever the other woman is, as you point out, you know, a 6-year engagement, what does that possibly mean? Not to mention he got involved with you while he, in theory, is committed to her. And my guess is that if he's been out of work for a while, that my guess is they probably live together, and she on some level supports him financially as well as emotionally.
They live together. She pays his rent, food, shelter, insurance, medical bills. He's
right.
Understand.
Well, yeah, but let's look at why. I mean, he has nothing. She's probably getting somewhat fed up with him, number one. Number two, if she finds out about you, I mean, think about it from her point of view. Here, I've been engaged to this dude for 6 years. He doesn't have a job. I'm paying all the bills, and he is screwing around on me. So if she finds out about it, he's gonna think that you're the best thing since sliced bread because you're there. So understand, from his point of view, pursuing you costs him absolutely nothing and is, at best, you're on the index circle. So, I mean...
I found out more things about him when we were...
So what you need to do is see a huge L on his forehead. He is, a skull and crossbones superimposed on his face. Let's look at that. You were lonesome. And understand that married men, and to a certain extent, he fulfills that criteria in that he was living with somebody else, committed to somebody else, sleeping with somebody else, have nothing on the line.
And he's not sleeping with her. He hasn't been sleeping with her.
Gloria, you have no idea what their life is. None. Zip. Gloria, even a loser guy is going to know enough to say to a woman that he's trying to take to bed, I haven't had sex with her in years.
Right.
Okay, so anyway, Gloria, hang in. All right, understand. The point is that a guy who has nothing on the line can be incredibly charming. You know, promise her anything but give her Chanel. So why do women fall in love with married men? Because most women are not stupid. I don't think they're masochistic. And the answer is that married men are really good at picking up clues and cues because, if nothing else, they've been with a woman for a long time, so they know more about women than a guy who's never been with a woman.
He just stayed with her. He couldn't get a job, and she paid his
Gloria,
way.
Gloria, stop making excuses for him, okay? Understand, he's a user. He may be lifetime. He may be, but he's a user and a loser, and he uses women. So whatever else he is or isn't for you, you should feel him as poison. And the reason that you feel so committed to him is because he was smart enough, because he had nothing on the line. He never had anything on the line. And let's assume that even his motives were pure at the beginning, because friendship is just such a wonderful basis for a future relationship. Because we get to know somebody, and look, what every woman is looking for, because we live in a society that says no matter what we look like or how we sound or whatever, there's somebody younger, better looking, more accommodating, and the prize in our society is still a man, and therefore a guy who's willing to be your friend without making any demands on you must see the inner goddess in you and be in love with that, and that's fantastic, and that's what all of us fall for. Okay, so that's why he feels so terrific, because when you look at it with your head, what you think is, what could I have been thinking? Let's put you on hold for a minute. Gloria, we're going to come right back, and you can tell me what you were thinking. But that's why it's so hard. Not to mention, I mean, you've been away from him for like 10 seconds. So talking about healing in a week or 3 weeks is unrealistic. Put you on hold. Back to you in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Gloria, who's going through kind of a rough time because she got involved in with a guy that she probably, if she thought about it very carefully, wouldn't have got involved with. But he kind of backdoored it in that they were dance partners, which of course is kind of, and I know a number of women who've gotten involved with their dance partners just because dancing was somebody referred to as the horizontal bop. No, that I think sex is the horizontal bop. So I think dancing is the idea of the vertical sex or something. So the idea being that that it's he was a friend, and as I said, you know, we love the idea of a guy appreciating us for our intellect and our sense of humor, as opposed to feeling like we're just one more target of opportunity. So that's very seductive. It's seductive to everybody, number one. Number two, when you add in the physicalness, physicality of dancing, and then you have a guy. Now, look, realistically, if this guy had a job, didn't have another woman, I mean, all of this would be fine in theory, although my guess is, as you point out, that there are some other hidden obstacles. But the point is that he has another woman that he's, in theory, committed to, who's very committed to him, and obviously knows nothing about you, and it's not accidental that it was not a public relationship, and he has no job, or he has minimal kind of job. So I think what you need to do is tell him that if you have to, you'll get a restraining order against him.
That's where I was going.
Yep, and I think to say, I think I would threaten him with it before I'd actually do it, because it's questionable whether.
That's the problem, though. I don't know if I could do that. I'm scared about the repercussions if I go through that.
Wait. The repercussions of doing it or telling him you're going to do it?
I want to ask you. You know, I've been looking up online and in my county where I am, and I really should just go visit the court and do it, because at this point.
I wouldn't do it. Let me suggest something else to you, all right? And the reason why is to tell him that you're going to do it. Because my guess is he's not completely stupid. He's a predator. And he's going to care about his own best interest. But his own best interest does not include going to jail. Gloria, just a second. Let me just finish this thought, okay?
Right.
I would tell him that if he doesn't stop it, that's what you're going to be forced to do. And I would do that, and I would document it, because the question is, depending on where you are, you'd have to prove that he was a threat to you in most states. So I think that warning him, first of all, might be ineffective in and of itself, number one. Number two, if it's not, you're going to have a much stronger case to get someone to give you a restraining order than you do at this moment. Because, I mean, he showed up at your place of work, and you actually saw him voluntarily. You talked to him on the phone.
He left me voicemails threatening to haunt himself, trying to get attention.
That's his problem, not yours. I mean, and you can say, gee, you'd feel very sad, but you'd still be alive, and he'd be dead. And you know, if he has to do that, he probably needs a therapist, not you. I mean, look, he's going to pull out all, and that's why I spent so long at the beginning of this phone call telling you that he had nothing to lose. So he can threaten, he can say he's going to tell her, he can do all sorts of things because he has nothing on the line, nothing. He has literally nothing to lose, he thinks. So you're going to have to make it clear to him that enough is enough, that you are not sympathetic, you're not going to take his phone calls anymore, you've got caller ID on your cell phone, if you have a landline, you can have call blocked, or you can get...
I've already blocked them everywhere.
Yeah, so, and you can tell people at work that if there's a bouncer,
no, I don't even get involved at work. No, my job is I have a great career and I'm looking for something. In the time that I'm spending, I'm getting another job. I just passed an HR interview and I'm getting the job of my dream.
Right.
So
right.
I'm not even
right.
making, you know, I'm not
right.
even
so,
worried.
So the point is,
behind me.
What you need to do, if you have a friend who's a lawyer, that's the best way to do it. I don't want you to have any contact with him. I don't want you to have one last meeting. I don't want you to have any contact with him whatsoever. So if you can find an intermediary, and if you don't have a friend who's a lawyer, because a lawyer will scare the living daylights out of him if he has any sense at all, that says, I've been instructed by Gloria to tell you that if you don't stop harassing her, and I would use that word, and I might even say sexually harassing her or threatening her, if you have any emails
where it's first degree harassment. I've looked it up.
Okay, so let him, if you have a lawyer to do that, if you have a friend who can do it, and I mean, probably a male friend is better than a female friend, to just send him something in writing, preferably on letterhead that says, or to give him a call or something, you know, registered letter, something. First of all, you need the documentation, and second of all, it will presumably put the fear of God in him that, you know, this is really serious. I could go to jail, because he could. If you get an order of protection and he violates it, you can go to jail. So what you need to do, and then you need to stay away from him. No phone calls,
right.
No final meetings, no intermediaries, no nothing. Okay.
Now, I'm a mush. I have friends who he has friends with, and I went out dancing on Wednesday, and he obviously wasn't there. I went to a different place. So his friends are nice to me, and they're caring. They're nice to me. of course, everybody is so supportive of me. There's just no one's going to steal your light. Everyone's good. I'm sorry this happened to you. Nothing's changed. And I guess you can tell me it's in my head, because when I'm with their friends, they're different. They're different when he's not there.
Gloria, being around his friends at this moment is counterproductive. You've got a new job. Go find a new place to go dancing. Make some new friends. Join meetup.com. I'm not sure that dating makes any sense to you right now.
Yeah,
stay away from him. But I would take that step, and I'd do it today, of somebody official contacting him and saying, not okay. You know, first-degree harassment. And if you have a friend who's a lawyer, to put it on letterhead.
Yep.
You know, send it to him, registered letter today. If not, have a male friend call up and just, you can write out the script for him.
That's like going to the back door myself. I want to have it legal.
I think that's a very good idea, just because it documents it, and that it will help you if there's any question about getting an order of protection, which you're not giving out like lollipops. So the fact that you felt serious enough to talk to a lawyer about it, you can't talk with him, you can't be with him, and I would just get, and then just stay, and understand, it's only been a week. I mean, you know, if you had...
It ended a couple of months ago, but this has been like the last 3 weeks, he's been a little bit too much with me. And
If you saw him a week ago, I heard from him.
I heard from him.
Okay, well, you talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So don't talk to him on the phone anymore. No contact whatsoever. So the clock starts running. And listen, do yourself a favor. Find some people who don't know him. Don't talk about it. If you need to talk with somebody about it, either call me or get a therapist. But you don't want, because
I have one. It's great.
Right. Every time you talk about it, you bring him back into the picture. You breathe life into the relationship again. You don't want to do that. You just want to move beyond it. Write in a diary if you want to. But you need to move on from this. And the way to move on to it is embrace the sadness and then let it go. So stay away from him.
Not
to your friends. Because they're bored out of their mind about it. They don't really, you know, this isn't what they want
to
hear anymore.
I'm doing the right thing. I got to go through all the feelings that I went through, all that drama.
That's why you've got a therapist, and that's why you can do a diary. I wouldn't do it with people, because then you're going to have to dispose of those people once you're past him. And don't deal with his friends anymore. You can go back to them, you know, a year from now, and you'll find out if they're friends or not. All right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Sometimes you just gotta let it go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart,
healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, Walmart is in the news again today for two reasons. First of all, they got slammed by a tornado, although nobody was hurt, which is good. And they're also under fire for treatment of a breastfeeding mom. That apparently this woman was breastfeeding in line, and nobody said anything to her directly, but apparently one of the other clerks was saying babies can wait, and I can't believe she couldn't wait till she checked out to feed the baby, and never said anything to the mom. And so the mom left the store and then decided to go back in and lodge a complaint, and nobody's gotten back in touch with her. So I thought what I would ask you folks, let me just be, truth in lending here. I am an advocate of breastfeeding. We know that it's healthier for moms, healthier for babies. In fact, I was actually talking, I've told the story before, of one of my bankers thinks that I am St. Joy the Divine because his kid wasn't sleeping through the night. and I gave him the Brown formula for how to get a newborn to sleep through the night. So I'm an advocate of breastfeeding, breastfed my kid for what that's worth. Actually, occasionally did it in public. I was pretty discreet about it, but my kid was kind of a slurper, so I had to be kind of careful about it. Because the issue wasn't, you know, it seemed to me a perfectly natural thing to do, but I realized that in a public place that part of what I have to do is deal with the sensibilities of other people. It's kind of like, I think it's kind of like anything having to do with kids in a public place, right? In theory, if I take my child to a restaurant and the child is making noise, well, it's my child and I paid for the restaurant, but there are other people there. And if it's disturbing to other people, is that an okay thing to do? Or we could talk about a movie theater or a grocery store, any one of a number of venues. So I think we should put on Facebook that a woman felt that she was dissed. And the woman, the clerk who was apparently saying things about women, and from the article all it says was babies more than a month or two could wait, and why couldn't she wait to do this, and this is a public place, and she could go in the ladies' room. And apparently Walmart has had some issues about breastfeeding moms before in Oklahoma, that they had a feed-in or something, a nurse-in, where a whole bunch of moms. So you know, what I'd like to hear from you guys is what you feel about not so much Walmart, but the general issue of let's take on just nursing in public to begin with. Of, is this okay or not okay? Under what circumstances okay and when it's not okay? If you've had experiences that have been either on either side of, I suppose the equation, either side of the nipple just sounds inappropriate. I suspect what we will do is, depending on your responses to that, move on to the whole issue of kids in public places. But let's just start not so much with Walmart. We'll just use Walmart as the kind of catalyst for the discussion about breastfeeding in public. And look, this is one of those ones that if you're going to say, yeah, I think it's fine, then be specific about why. And if you're saying, no, I think it's a problem, then why? And especially if you've had experiences with it. The one I remember most clearly is in Durgan Park in Boston, where you sit with strangers, and it wasn't a matter that I could wait 5 or 10 minutes. We had, I think, just sat down and was going to be like an hour, and to my knowledge, nobody sort of noticed. I was fairly self-conscious about it, because in those days, you know, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, breastfeeding was kind of viewed as a hippie behavior. It was then popularized. Is it really interesting, because breastfeeding has gone through sort of, I guess, a whole bunch of cycles, like almost everything else, where it was considered absolutely something that sort of nice women didn't do. I mean, you gave your baby Similac, you know, or whatever, and then it was considered that you were a negligent mom if you did that. If you weren't breastfeeding, that there was something absolutely wrong with you. And then, so I think we're back in the cycle that says this is a really important thing to do. And I'm a fan of breastfeeding. I really am. The question is, under what circumstances is it okay, and what circumstances not okay? So hopefully hear from you all about that. We'll put it on Facebook. And today is National Purple Heart Day, which actually started in 1782. It was actually called by George Washington the Badge of Military Merit. It was later renamed Purple Heart. I guess the purple being blue for valor and red for blood. I don't know why they specifically, let's see if I can find out why they specifically called it purple. I suppose the idea being that it was a bruise as well. I don't know why it was actually called purple. Let's see if it says any. It was made of purple cloth, but that doesn't explain why. I mean, that's sort of doesn't really tell us why, about why specifically it was purple. I don't think it actually says anything about here. So we don't know why it was called purple. That's the best I can come up with. The criteria is anybody who, while serving under competent authority in any capacity, was one of the U.S. Armed Forces after April 5th, 1917, has been wounded or killed. They're not recommended for it. Either he or she is entitled to it upon meeting specific criteria. It doesn't say why purple.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I've looked through this entire thing. Somebody's going to know this, and they're going to call us up and tell us. But that's what I could come up with, is the purple is either a bruise or that it's the red of the heart and the blue of, or maybe it's just the American flags, red, white, and blue is going to turn out to be purple, or blue for valor and red for bravery. I don't know. At any rate, somebody will call up and tell us. In 1789, the Department of War was established, which is interesting. It was 7 years after the Badge of Military Merit. So I guess that became a department. The Militia Acts of 1792 suppressed the Whiskey Rebellion in western Pennsylvania. In 1858, the first Australian rules football match is played between Melbourne Grammar and Scotch College. Now, I actually looked up Australian football rules. Now, Manny, I assume, since you're my sports authority, that you know what Australian football rules are, correct?
This is referring to rugby.
Basically, yeah, it's not American football. It's sometimes called footy, and it's sometimes called Aussie ball. But apparently, it's you can't touch anything, so there's no passing, and it's played. I think it's played on a rugby field as well.
Okay, so it's not actually rugby.
It's not rugby. Mm-mm.
Okay. Hmm.
I actually looked this up. It's called the AFL, which is the Australian Football League. Called also Aussie Rules. The main way to score points is by kicking the ball between the two tall goalposts. It can be a draw. You could position yourself anywhere on the field and use any part of the body to move the ball. Kicking, handballing, and running with the ball. Players running with the ball must intermittently bounce or touch it on the ground. So it says it's the highest spectator attendance of all sports in Australia.
It sounds like controlled chaos.
It sounds like kind of fun.
Yeah, no, I mean it does sound like it's a lot of fun. There's just so much going on, it doesn't sound as fully structured as American.
Not at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tackle using their hands or the whole body to obstruct opponents. You can't push an opponent in the back. And you can't slow the play. Distance penalties or suspension for a certain number of matches, depending on the seriousness of the infringement. So it's not quite as dangerous, I guess. They're saying frequent physical contests, spectacular marking, fast movement of both players and the ball, and high scoring are the game's main attributes. So it's not soccer. It's not rugby. It's Australian.
It's its own
rules.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And they don't wear, they run around in outfits that look very much like soccer outfits. They have knee-high socks and shorts and kind of jumper tops. So there you go.
Hmm.
So I was sort of obscure, but nevertheless. IBM dedicates its first program control calculator in 1944. Guess what that was for? The automatic sequence control calculator, known best as the Harvard Mark I. In 1955, the precursor to Sony, which is Tokyo Telecommunication Engineering, sells its first transistor radio in Japan. 1955, changing the world, really. In 1959, the Lincoln Memorial design on the U.S. penny goes into circulation. It replaced the sheave of Wheat's design and was minted until 2008. And this is kind of an interesting thing because there's a movie called The Walk coming out in the next couple of months. Philip Petit performs a high wire act between the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center, 1,368 feet in the air. It was outlawed after he did it, and there, as I said, there's a movie coming out about it called The Walk, which looks truly scary. I saw a documentary about it before, which was also incredibly scary. Jimmy Carter declares a federal emergency at Love Canal, strangely named, due to toxic waste. And Lynn Cox became the first person to swim from the U.S. to the Soviet Union by going from Little Diomede Island in Alaska to Big Diomede in the Soviet Union. You go, Lynn. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was in a word delicious and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef designed recipes each week. You'll find easy to prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-37569. I have another news story that I'm really curious about what you guys think about. I think Manny and I probably had more or less the same response, but we'll check it out. Here's the headline: Judge sentences East Texas man to get married or face jail time. Okay. Let's see how old the guy is. His girlfriend is 19. Does it say how old he is? I don't think it does. He looks pretty young as well. I just said, it turns out that he got in a fight with the 19-year-old's ex-boyfriend. So they got the ex-boyfriend did not require medical attention, but he pressed assault charges. I took matters into my own hands, and I know that's wrong. I know I was raised better, but it happened. Okay, the judge asked about the fight. Is she worth it? According to the court transcripts, I said, well, to be honest, sir, I was raised with four sisters, and if any man was talking to a woman like that, I'd probably do the same thing. He asked if he was married to the woman. He said, you know, as part of my probation, you're going to have to marry her within 30 days. If declined, he would be sentenced to 15 days in jail. I said, that's okay if I can call my job to let them know. The judge said, nope, that's not how this works. The girl said this really embarrassed her. The judge made me stand up in court. He's afraid he would lose his job if he spent 2 weeks behind bars. The couple applied for their marriage license and scheduled a date with the Justice of Peace to get married. It just felt like we weren't going to be able to have the wedding we wanted. It was just going to be kind of pieced together. I don't even have a white dress. All right. So he also, in addition to saying you have to marry the girl within 30 days, also had to write Bible verses and get counseling. The counseling, I don't have any problem with. But, I mean, marriage is tough enough without a judge saying you have to marry. I mean, I thought the days of shotgun weddings... And this, in theory, shotguns weddings were when the bride was pregnant. 18 days to plan. My father didn't get to go. I know he would have liked to have been there. The father of the bride wanted answers. The judge can't do this by court, ordering someone to be married. I contacted a couple of lawyers, but they told me someone was trying to pull my leg. The judges don't court order somebody to get married. The judge declined to get interviewed. They said an order to marry is not legal. To say you're not going to be criminally punished if you get married is way out in left field. It sounds like the old days. I hadn't even read this. Of shotgun weddings, not even the judge is capable of enforcing what he thinks is best for some people in his court. They're married. They said they don't regret getting married, but they do regret not being able to plan or have control over their special day. What if we said we don't want to get married right now and we're not ready? Is he going to go to jail? It scares us. They said the sentence would have likely been struck down on higher appeal. They want to have a larger wedding in the future when they can save enough money. Geez, Louise, Bible verses? I mean, I think somebody should really look into this judge. I mean, that sounds to me, among other things, unconstitutional. I mean, doesn't it sort of kind of seem like a bully to you, Manny? I mean, it doesn't yeah. seem to me that... And wedding, you know, marriage should be because two people choose to be together, not because a judge says, marry her or else, or you're going to go to jail. I mean, think about, can you imagine one of their fights, like, you know, 4 months from now when he doesn't put the lid down and she says, I can't believe you didn't do that. And he said, well, you know, I wouldn't have married you anyway. It was you or jail. I mean, you can see because, first of all, they're babies, or at least she is. I mean, I just think that's outrageous. I think he should be removed from the bench. Or have to get married. I wonder if he is married. That's done, you know, he's got some other agenda that he's dealing with, I suspect. You know, maybe he has a daughter who is living out of wedlock or something. Blah! And in other weird stories, I mean, I can't imagine anybody agreeing with the judge on that one. Can you? We could put it up on Facebook, but can you imagine anybody saying, yeah, that was a good thing to do?
No, I can't imagine. I can't imagine anybody.
I'll tell you what, if you think the judge is right, you send us an email or you give me a call, all right? Because I can't imagine the basis on which you would say that was okay. I mean, even if you're going to justify it and say, well, you know, maybe he should settle down or, I mean, there's just, plus two people who are, it doesn't even say how long they've been together. But because a guy gets into a fight with an ex-boyfriend, that makes him husband material? I don't get the logic in this one. And this one... This one is vaguely appealing as well on some level that I can't even deal with. All right, here's the headline. I think Manny goes out of his way to find these just because he knows that they will... This is a British story, and one of my producers used to say that the Brits will do anything. Okay, here's the headline. Man stopped by police in England for driving to McDonald's with a sheep in the back seat. Okay, two bald tires and a sheep in the boot. But it's for real. He had a Peugeot, which is not a very big car, and a large sheep. They said it constituted an insecure load. Imagine how the sheep felt. His two of his tires were on the verge of puncture. Someone said, "You got to be kidding! Ooh, got to be kidding!" EWE. All right, here we go. He said the sheep was from his farm. He just wanted to take it out with him. We grabbed a burger at McDonald's. Some people take their dogs in the cars. I take my sheep. Which, I mean, think, I feel better that at least he was taking a sheep to McDonald's as opposed to a cow or a chicken, right? Because that smacks to me of cannibalism. But a sheep, McDonald's, as far as I know, does not serve lamb anyplace. Although, one of the things I did find is there is a kosher McDonald's in Jerusalem. I forgot to tell you guys that. Which means it doesn't do any cheeseburgers. And I was just dying to go in and say, can I have a cheeseburger? You know, Big Mac with cheese. Because you can't have milk and meat at the same place. And presumably they don't have shakes either. So, but they actually have a kosher one. He said the sheep seemed to be fine, but the driver felt a little sheepish when we pointed out the tires. They said a sheep in the backseat did not present any more risk than a large dog. The officers chose not to take the man in for questioning, but that they send him home with a ticket. You bet. EWE. Oh, please. I mean, this is so upsetting, don't you think?
Yeah.
And they also, on the same website, have a picture of a baby tiger that was being smuggled home from Bangkok. They drugged the tiger and put him in among stuffed toy tigers in the suitcase. He looks like a toy tiger. I wonder if he could survive that. Maybe he was in the overhead bin, so he was not, I'm not sure that the luggage compartment is pressurized. That's a really scary thing. Can you imagine doing that to an animal? I don't know. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Send us your stupidest headline and we'll giggle about it. Alright, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.